We're going to hear next from Clark Peters. Clark Peters is an actor, director, and writer who started in theater in England back in 1976 and joined the Royal National Theatre Company in 1979. He wrote and co-directed Five Guys Named Moe and was nominated for Best Actor for his original tribute to Nat King Cole. He returned to the U.S. in 1999 with the Broadway production of The Iceman Cometh, and while filming The Corner and The Wire, in which he played the philosophical detective Freeman, he... right? Detective Freeman always seemed to me like the Yoda of the cop shop. You know? He was like, you know, it was almost like from episode one, he knew who all the bad guys were, what, who was doing what, and he would just sort of sit there painting his little miniature furniture, antique stuff, and he would sort of, you know, McNulty would come over or something, ask him a question, Omar you seek, follow the drugs, and you will find Omar. Please help me welcome Clark Peters.
Hello, hello. Yes, I'm Clark, but I'm really not Detective Lester Freeman. When Laura asked me if I had a story to tell, I actually had quite a few, and I ran them by her, and she said, well, tell that one. I was a little bit uncomfortable about it, but I think I'll go ahead and tell it to you anyway. The first year back here in America, to reside here, I spent here in Baltimore. 30 years prior to that, I spent in Europe. So Baltimore is my entree back to America as much as it was Frederick Douglass's escape from slavery. The first year here, I was just happy to be here, and I was happy to be doing a show that had some integrity, had some really good stories, and had a wonderful ensemble of actors. And when we would leave the set, we would go downtown, we would go down to Fells Point. We were all living around that area at that time. And we would hang out at the Cat's Eye and at the Dead End, you know these places, yeah? For the music, you know? 6 months went by while we shot that, and it was a complete blur. We partied harder than I'd ever partied in my life. I'm 57 years old. I had my 50th birthday when I came here, and I'm running around with 25-year-olds, and, you know, what was I thinking, you know? 6 months goes by, and I figured, you know, that was a very good experience, but I didn't really grasp anything for myself from this. So the next season, I decided I was going to enroll in a writing course at UMUC. And so I moved from the Point up to, was it Highfield House? You know this one up on Charles? You know, it's like a huge aquarium. It's like a big, you know. I had this wonderful view, and I would sit up there at the top floor looking down at Fells Point thinking, what are those guys up to? I know they're up to something bad, yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm writing my essays and everything, and then, you know, I'm there by myself, my wife is in London, my son is in London, they're coming over in a couple of days, and it's my birthday, and I'm there by myself, you know, but I'm really quite happy to be there, and I'm writing away, and the phone rings. So I have to change the names in this to protect the guilty, right? I get a call that says, hey, Clark, come on down. You know, we're having a few drinks at this bar. You know, I said, well, where is it, you know? I got to finish this essay. He said, no, drop the essay. Come on down. We haven't seen you for a while. So I said, all right. So I go downstairs, and I ask the doorman, you know, to get a cab for me. And he's a little funny, you know. he said, Clark, you want... Of course I get you a cab, that's fine. Where you going? I said, some guys told me to come down to Baltimore Street or something like that. Oh, you're not going down to Baltimore, sweet baby. You're not doing that. Oh, no, you're not. I said, what's Baltimore Street? He said,
Not only is the police station there, but there's... never mind. I'm not even going to go there. Tell your wife when you get back. I was, all right, fine. So he gets me the cab, and I drive on down there. And while I'm in the cab, the phone rings again, and it's one of my cohorts saying, where are you? Where are you? So I'm pulling up in front of the address he had given me, and I'm still on the phone. I pay the cab driver. I get out. I close the door, and I walk on into this place, you know? I didn't really take note of where I was going. All I had was an address. So I'm on the phone, and I pay, and I go inside, you know, and there is somebody sitting there who I know. The names have been changed to protect the guilty. And I sit on down. He says, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. You know, we're going to have a couple of drinks here? He says, yeah, fine. So it's taken me a while for my eyes to get used to the environment. So I'm sitting at this bar, and all right, I'll tell you. I'm talking to Seth, right? And Seth said, what are you drinking? I said, well, a pint of Guinness. He said, well, they don't have Guinness here. I said, well, all right. And then I notice up to my left that there's legs on the bar. And I follow the legs up, and I see this rather large, bulbous backside. Doing all kinds of stuff. I've just never seen a backside move like that before. I didn't know backsides could clap. You know, they're like... he said, well, you know, what are you going to do? I said, well, let me have a large scotch, you know. So I get the scotch, you know, and the music stops, and this creature comes off of the bar and comes over to me and goes,
you want to go in the back?
And I look down the bar, and at the end of the bar, there's a seating area, a dining area, and beyond that, there's a door that's going down a dark hallway, and it's supposed to say toilets, but the I is out, so it says to lets. And I politely say to the lady, no, thank you, I don't want to go down there, thank you, it's fine. So she goes away, she says, are you sure you don't want to go in the back? I said, no, I don't want to go in the back, that's all right. So she leaves, she goes back, and I'm talking with Seth, and Seth says, you ever been to a place like this before? I said, no. You know, I just haven't. I mean, one time that was a lie. I went to one when I was 19 in Berlin, in Hamburg. I followed a sign on a Reeperbahn called, the sign said Salome's, right? And it was a blue neon sign, and the S had a neon bulb that went a half a block down, around a corner, and pointed at a door. That's another story. I did follow the sign. But on the... Have you been to Salome's as well? So, I'm sitting there talking to Seth. Seth says, well, what you want to do tonight? You know, I said, I don't know. A couple of drinks with you guys is fine. And he says, well, it's your birthday. I said, yeah, it is. So there are a few of us there, some of our crew, some of the cast, you know, and they're buying me drinks. And all of a sudden comes back the lady with the bulbous backside again. But she's got something on now. She comes back. She says, you sure you don't want to go in the back? No, I don't want to go in the back. Right? So Seth says, what's your favorite song? I said, well, and I don't know what possessed me to say sexual healing. That was the wrong thing for me to pick. He said, okay. He said, oh, come on, let's go sit at the end of the bar. So I thought he was talking about at the end of the bar in that little seating area, you know, which looked like a dining area. There were three tables there, and they were all about so high, and the stool's about that high, you know, but they're away from the table. So we walk back there, and as we walk back, you know, he calls the lady over who was dancing on the bar and says,
Sexual healing.
I thought, what? All right, so I go and I sit down, and I'm sitting, like, I'm here, and you can't even really sit down. You know, you're like this. And the table's over there. So I think this is a really peculiar setup here, you know. You know, you want another drink? Yeah, I'll have another drink. So he goes and gets another scotch, and she comes on over, and she says,
Thought you didn't want to go in the back.
I said, well, I'm not in the back. The back's over there. She said, mm-hmm. So Seth says, whispers something to the young lady. She goes off, and it's just Seth and I in front of these three tables and these stools. And I've got my drink, and I'm trying, I can't. It's too far for me to reach to put on the table. And so I'm just sitting there, we're talking, and the lady comes back, and she gets on the table. And she starts dancing. The song comes on, the sexual healing, you know, and she's getting down, and I'm trying to have a conversation with Seth. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna go someplace else up after this, you know. Why is she dancing on the table like? Hey, brother man, that's for you. It's for you. Happy birthday. Well, the scotch was enough because I'm not a heavy drinker. But now I've got the scotch and this woman here. And this is actually the third scotch, if I remember. The room isn't quite moving, but she's moving a little bit more than I really care to be looking at right now. And she still got on this scantily clad little piece of chiffon, right? And it can barely get over her backside. I don't know why she put this thing on. Anyway, she's standing there dancing, and then Seth gets up and goes, and I start to go with him. He says, no, 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 sit down, that's for you. So I said, all right, you know, so I'm sitting down, and I'm watching her dance, and I'm looking to the right, and looking to the left, and then she's doing some really weird contortionist kind of stuff, and now I'm interested, you know? I don't know when the other two guys came and sat down on either side of me, because my focus was right here. But then when my peripheral vision opened up, there were two more women dancing on these tables, right? And so everyone's like, you know, just looking at what's going on. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of wild. And then all of a sudden, the woman who's dancing in front of me does a move. Now, I've studied dance, I've studied ballet, you know, yes, I've done my yoga and all of that. I don't know how she got off that table, got out of that little skimpy thing she had, spun around, and was now here in front of me. Now I've got a very large bulbous backside, and I'm trying to hold on to my drink. You know, and I was about to move her aside, and this big guy over here goes, no, 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 no. What do you mean, no? I'm trying to, he said, no, don't touch her. Don't touch her? She's got her backside all over my body. I can't touch her? Does this make any sense? I'm getting a lap dance. Oh, that's what it is. This is a lap dance. So, I might as well go along with it. You know, and I tell you, you know, really, if you're not into it, you're just not into it. If you're into it as the guys on either side of me, one looking like he was having some Zen moment, who was concentrating. I mean, it was amazing just watching the concentration on this guy's face. And one of my other cohorts from the show is sitting here looking and going, licking his fingers like he wants to smack or touch it, with this big dude over there going, don't you, no, 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 no. And I'm cool, you know, I'm just sitting there drinking my drink. Well, she finishes her dance, you know, I look at myself, and it's a little bit funky too, I'm telling you. I don't know how guys, you know, how you can like spend hours, days, weeks in places like that. Gentlemen, there really is something, you know, there's other ways to enjoy yourself. Really, you know, there really is, you know. You can get your wife to do that. You know. So she finishes her dance, and she gets up, and she says, did you enjoy being in the back? I said, no. Oh, okay, yes, I enjoyed being in the back, you know, but thank you very much, you know. And I start to get up to go on out. And Seth says, well, we're getting ready to go someplace else. And I thought, well, if it's anything like what you've just invited me to as my birthday, I think I'm going to give that a miss, you know. So I got in the cab and went back up to my Highfield house, looked out the glass window and thought, welcome to Baltimore.
Clark Peters. Clark Peters. That was graphic. Oh.